Before spring arrives, let's renew and reset with Melissa in the Morning. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
So all week, we are focusing on really some priorities that are highlighted, ironically enough, in the month of March. We talked about sleep. We've talked about reading, talked about nutrition. And I saw that next week, actually, is what is being referred to, or rather, actually, it's this week. We are in the midst of Patient Safety Awareness Week, which goes from March 10th to the 16th. But a lot of times, the month of March will look at the importance of patient safety. And so I did some research on this just to see where Connecticut sort of lies with this. And recently, there was actually a report that showed Connecticut hospital care and how it's doing in a new survey. According to a Leapfrog Group, which is an independent nonprofit healthcare watchdog, a new report on safety grades, it shows with an A rating right there near the top of the list is Stamford Health. And so we are very excited to talk to Stamford Health today because they clearly are doing things right when it comes to patient safety and patient care. And it's something that we should be thinking about, whether we are planning to be in a hospital setting anytime soon, or even down to when you just go to find a new care provider. What you should be looking for in patient safety. And so we're very excited today to have the director of quality on with us from Stamford Health, Eileen Benoit. Eileen, welcome to WICC. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And first of all, congratulations to Stamford Health being recognized for its patient safety, again, an A rating, which, by the way, there were a lot of hospitals that did well in Connecticut, but right at the top of the list was Stamford Health, and following you a couple points down was Greenwich Hospital as well. So a lot going well in lower Fairfield County. Tell us, if you don't mind, how has patient safety been made a priority? Like, could you give some examples of what Stamford Health is doing to make the grade when it comes to patient safety?
Yeah, it's a really great question, Melissa. I think if you ask any healthcare leader, certainly anybody in quality, they want, you know, high quality patient care as the priority. I think we know that healthcare is very complicated, and so there are often competing priorities. I think for us, our success has really come from really weaving quality and outcomes into everything that we do every day. So I think sometimes organizations struggle because, you know, quality is a priority at the executive level, but doesn't often translate down to the frontline staff who ultimately are the ones giving the care for the patient. And I think that that's something that we've done successfully here that's helped us make it a priority. It's just something we do all day, every day. And those metrics we track and our progress and how we're doing are always getting shared, not only at the executive level, but down at the frontline staff. So they know how we're what are the priorities, and two, how are we doing and what can we do and what is our role to move those forward. So I think, you know, we've tried to make it a priority for everybody at every level.
And Eileen, I'm not certainly calling out the healthcare sector. I know things are always constantly changing, but I think one of the biggest fears that the average person has in America is that it's no secret. Hospitals are being bought up, it feels like, left and right. They're grouping into bigger networks. And a lot of people, of course, worry about the quality of care at that point. What should people be looking for? What do they ask when they need to determine maybe a hospital or even, you know, I know Stamford Health covers just even a sector of different specialties and going to just doctor visits, for example. What should people be looking for asking when they're trying to determine the best place to get their care?
So I think there's a number of things. I think certainly the mergers and the buy-ups of the hospitals and these expanding networks it's definitely new, right? And I think it's something that us at Stamford have also been concerned about and have tried to remain committed to staying independent. And it's a little bit, we call it kind of our secret sauce, because being independent, we're very connected with our community, and we can make sure that we set our priorities as an organization based on what our community needs. But at the same time, we have some really great strategic partnerships that allow access to that really, you know, high-quality clinical expert through, like, HSS or Dana-Farber Brigham Cancer Center. So I think for patients that want to make informed decisions, I think people don't realize there's a lot of information that's publicly available through different websites. So the LeapFrog group you mentioned, we're a safety grade A. You actually can go onto their website and see what made us an A versus some other organizations that maybe don't have an A. In addition, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services publish a website called Care Compare. And so you actually can go onto that website and get publicly available information on quality outcomes for hospitals and also patient experience. You can also look at skilled nursing facilities there and a lot of it's a really great resource. So I would encourage people to go and research this information that's publicly available. Care Compare, specifically some things I might look for are hospital-acquired infection rates. There's complication rates that get published, and then certainly patient experience, so how patients are reporting their experience was at that organization.
Eileen Benoit joins the show, Director of Quality at Stanford Health, and we are talking about the importance of patient safety. And so could you give maybe some moments that stand out, Eileen, from Stanford Health in even recent history where patient care really stood out as what we like to call front page news?
Oh, gosh, Melissa. So I have been with Stanford Health for almost 18 years. So certainly I think I've seen our fair share of some of our newsworthy patient care outcomes and things. I think if I had to choose one, relatively recently, was really back in 2016 when we opened the new hospital. I think that process of engaging our patients and our staff in designing this building with the patient and the patient experience at the center, I think was really incredible to see. The building was built to ensure that we were providing high-quality care, so having all private rooms, trying to reduce hospital-acquired infections. I think it was sort of, you know, definitely newsworthy and, the only hospital certainly in the area that was able to provide a lot of this.
You know, Eileen, this probably sounds like a very elementary question, but I have a five-year-old, and I think about, you know, the parents who have never had their children be in a hospital setting, or honestly, even before I had my son 5 years ago, I had never been really to a hospital to have something done. My mom was a nurse, actually, for Stanford Hospital, so I saw her in action, but I never really was a patient until I had to birth my son in 2018. And so this probably seems very elementary, but what does good patient care look like? You know, how does somebody know they need to advocate for something, or this is the status quo? What are some things that people should be aware of and should expect when they go to a hospital that has, like you guys, an A grade for patient safety?
It's a really great point, Melissa. Often we take for granted that, you know, people have not experienced a hospital and it's not like anything else. And so I think good patient care is going to be different depending on the person and what they're looking for and what their priorities are. So one person may say, I want to have the, you know, top surgeon operating on me, and that is good patient care to me, versus somebody else may, you know, want to not have long wait times, and that looks like good patient care to them. I think throughout it all, though, what's really, really important is that patients need to understand that they are arguably the most important team member on the care team. So you have your doctors, you have your nurses, you have your clinical assistants, but you, the patient, are at the center. And so as part of the care team, you need to be a partner and treated as such. You need to feel comfortable being able to ask questions. If you don't understand something, you should feel comfortable asking for an explanation. And really, it comes down to communication. So open and transparent communication that's simple, and it's communication with you and your families, but also, with the other care team members, and making sure that everybody is on the same page and working together to make sure that you are getting what you need.
Well, Eileen, certainly people, if they wanted to connect with Stanford Health, again, getting a grade A. And this was just one report that I looked at. I know Stanford Health has had a lot of accolades, especially in recent years. If people want to get connected to Stanford Health or learn more, what's the best way to get that process started?
So I think the two best ways are certainly, you know, you can visit the website, so stanfordhealth.org. There's a lot of information in there. We'll give you information about the programs and services that we offer, certainly career opportunities also. So that's a really great resource. The other thing is following Stanford Health on social media. So there a lot of great information and posts will come through social media, including videos from some of our clinical experts on things that are new and emerging. And even, you know, different blog posts about, you know, things we're seeing in the community.
Well, Eileen, I want to thank you again for taking the time to come on the show and really do a deeper dive into patient safety and the importance of it and what to look for. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. And again, Eileen Benoit is the Director of Quality for Stanford Health. And we're talking patient safety right here on WICC. This is part of our Renew and Reset series that we're doing all week long. So tune in to continue the conversation with a different topic tomorrow morning starting at 7:05.